Good morning, everybody. How's everybody feeling after their St. Paddy's Day? I'm feeling great because Tampa is playing Montreal at home in Amalie against the lowly Montreal Canadiens tonight. I'm excited because, hey, this is the Full Press Lightning Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Barnard, where all we talk about is all things Tampa Bay Lightning. So I want to get started previewing this game, talking about Montreal and all their shortcomings this year. First and foremost, Montreal is 27-36-6 on the season. Montreal has had a tough season. They are the worst team in the Atlantic Division while being the third worst team in the East. This season, Montreal, when facing the Atlantic Division, is 4-13-1. Like, that's wild to me. I almost can't comprehend that. They are also 10-16-3 when they serve more penalty minutes than their opponent, i.e. the Florida Panthers the other night. Did you see that game? I didn't because I was too busy watching Tampa, but that was insane. All of a sudden, I saw the ticker coming across the bottom of the screen, 7-3 Panthers. I went, what? In the first period? That's exactly what happened. Montreal got absolutely embarrassed against Florida in Florida on Thursday night, allowing 7 goals. Florida set a team record, scoring 7 goals in the opening period. The other thing that stood out to me was the 31 penalty minutes. When I went back and watched the highlights, looked at the score sheet, I couldn't believe I saw 31 penalty minutes to Florida's 2. Two. So it did include, obviously, 2 game misconducts, which, you know, call it how it is. I'm not entirely sure they deserved game misconducts, but hey, it was just a comedy of errors for Montreal. You know, they lost 7 straight. They played well, beating the Penguins 6-4, and then followed it up with losing to Florida 9-5. In Montreal's last 3 games, they've allowed 8 goals to the Avalanche, 4 goals to the Penguins, and then allowed 9 goals to the Panthers. I'm still in shock over it, clearly. It's funny how in their last 3 games, Montreal has allowed an average of 7 goals to their opponents. 7. It's stupid. I kind of feel bad for Martin St. Louis because growing up, I was a huge Martin St. Louis guy. Playing here, winning the cup in 04, that team, Vinny LeCavalier, Martin St. Louis, that team was loaded. And I don't know, something about him, the way he played, he was just one of my favorites growing up. A part of me does feel bad, but then the other part of me realizes he's coaching Montreal, and I hate Montreal. So I don't feel bad anymore. Next, I want to talk about the head-to-head matchups. The Lightning are up 2-0 in the best of 4 for the season series. They won their first meeting 5-1 and followed it up with their second meeting winning 4-1. So this will be the 3rd of 4 matches. They can win the season series tonight as long as they beat the Canadiens. Some of the key players that I want to point out is, talking about Tampa, of course, Braden Point having a career year, already just crushing every statistical category. I love it, scoring 42 goals, 37 assists on the season. And Mikhail Sergachev is having a great 10-game stretch with 11 assists over that period. Montreal, meanwhile, Cole Caulfield has been the lone bright spot for the Canadiens. What? Cole Caulfield's injured for the season? Oh, okay. Yeah, Cole Caulfield has been placed on IR after needing surgery on his right shoulder a month ago. Even though he's been the lone bright spot, still leading the team with 26 goals and having 10 assists, he's done for the season, which that's tough for the Canadiens. And over the past 10 games for the Canadiens, Denis Gurianov has 4 goals and 1 assist, trying to take advantage of the opportunity left out by Caulfield. Over the last 10 games, Tampa has gone 4-4-2. Again, we've talked ad nauseum about their bad stretch. They just came off beating the Devils back-to-back games in New Jersey. So hopefully that can kickstart something where, instead of going 4-4-2, they can find themselves being 8-2 in 10 games, 7-3 at worst, 6-4. During this recent 10-game stretch, they're 4-4-2, averaging 2.8 goals, 5.1 assists, 4.9 penalties, along with 15.5 penalty minutes, while giving up 3.3 goals per game during this stretch. Montreal, meanwhile, is 2-6-2, averaging 3.2 goals, 5.2 assists, 3.7 penalties, and 10.7 penalty minutes. You want to know the big difference between the two? Montreal is giving up 4 goals a game over this 10-game stretch. I mean, if you're looking at it, just based on the stats, Montreal is doing better than Tampa in this 10-game stretch in goals, assists, the amount of penalties they take, and the amount of penalty minutes, but Montreal is allowing 0.7 more goals than Tampa. Kind of plays a big difference when you think about it. Now moving on to the injuries. Tampa is extremely healthy right now. They have nobody on their injury list, which, hey, at this time of the year, that's huge. If they can keep that up going all the way to the start of the playoffs, I think this team can, again, make a deep run like they have over the last 3 seasons. Montreal, meanwhile, how much time you got? How much time do I have remaining? That much? Let me get into it. Cole Caulfield, IR. Kirby Darche, Sean Moynihan, Christian Dvorak. Overall, Montreal has 12 players on their injury report list. They are struggling, not only because of the season, but also they caught that injury bug early and the rest is history. Because sometimes, hey, a good team can have a bad season if the injury bug hits them throughout the season. So that's exactly what happened. Now, my keys to victory are simple. Show Montreal why you're third in the Atlantic Division. This shouldn't be hard. Honestly, it should not be hard. The way they came out against New Jersey is the exact same way they should play Montreal, is the exact same way they should play Boston, is the exact same way they should play Carolina. Again, play your brand of hockey, guys. It's not that hard. There's a reason why Tampa is doing as well as they are. And there's a reason why Montreal is doing as poorly as they are. And the other thing that got me thinking was, if the Panthers can put 9 total goals on the Canadiens while scoring 7 in the first, there's no reason Tampa can't score 8 goals in the first while putting up 12 for the game. I mean, come on. The Panthers did that, and you're not? Hey, I know it's a long shot, but Tampa should run away with this game. They really should. I mean, even from a betting perspective, I can't see how this is even fair. Honestly, I would almost want Tampa to lose just because I don't want Montreal to get better odds at drafting Connor Bedard because of how much I just cannot stand Montreal. But this is a Lightning podcast, so I want Tampa to win. It's kind of like my take on Tampa playing the Blackhawks last week. If the Lightning find a way to lose, then I'm going to negate these past 2 games against Jersey and start sounding the alarms. That's 100% a fact. You can bet on it. When I come back on Tuesday, God forbid Tampa loses tonight to Montreal of all freaking teams, then yeah, expect Tuesday for me to be sounding the alarms, being like, well, guys, we'll be lucky if we even make the second round of the playoffs. All I say is pray that Tampa wins tonight. And it will be interesting because you have Montreal tonight, like I said, and again, alarms will sound. I don't even care if they beat New Jersey the next day, because if you can't beat up on bad teams, especially now, then what are you doing? That's a head case problem, and I don't like that. I don't like teams going, having that kind of head case issue if they lose to Montreal, and then on Sunday when they play New Jersey at home, win against New Jersey, then yes, I will have a major problem with that. And then on Tuesday, Tampa is in Montreal finishing out that 4-game series. So on Tuesday, we'll recap what happened against Montreal. We'll recap what happened against New Jersey on Sunday. And then gonna go over a quick preview of, can Tampa complete the sweep? Can Tampa win the season series against Montreal? It's gonna be one of the two. Tune in on Tuesday where we go over everything that happened from the weekend. We're going to unfold everything, make sure that Tampa has their head on straight, and making sure they can beat Montreal and complete the season sweep of the Devils on Sunday. So tune back in on Tuesday, guys. I'm your host, Tim Barnard, for the Full Press Lightning Podcast. It's going to be a heck of a year. Go Bolts, baby.